Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. In the spirit of the season, we are talking about gifts. But who isn't? But we decided to do it a little differently. We flipped it on its head and we're looking at the gifts that can keep on giving. So sit tight, it will all make sense. Trust us. It's the Two Black Guys with Good Credit holiday show. Ho, ho, ho.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
All right, Sean, so why are we talking about the gifts that keep on giving and this whole idea of comparing holiday shopping to a football game?
Hut, hut, hut. Blue 43, blue 44, red 29, Arlington. It's a game. It's a strategy. Anything you do when it comes to spending money, you have to be strategic about it. And Christmas is one of those times where you definitely need to be strategic about it, or you'll be paying for Christmas for the next coming year. So I have some ways in which to fill up the tree with gifts, but keep my money in my pocket. So let's get this show started so we can get on this sled and I can share the information.
Fill up the tree, keep your money in your pocket. I know you guys want to hear that. Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We'll be back. Matt, take us away.
Thanks, Arlington. And to learn more ways to keep your money in your pocket, you should check out our first sponsor, Clean. Clean is a financial literacy program designed to educate youth in a fun and interactive way through class lessons, workshops, and web seminars. To bring it to a school or organization near you, please visit www.financiallyclean.com.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We are a show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. And this week we are talking about the gifts that keep on giving because tis the season. Dion, the lady with the facts, can you give us a brief history on the Xmas holiday season, please?
You know, actually, that's a little pet peeve of mine, that whole Xmas thing, but that's a whole other show. But anyways.
True that, Erky.
getting back to the history of Christmas and the whole gift-giving idea, Christians see gift-giving as a symbolic homage to the three wise men's tribute to baby Jesus with fabulous gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But gift-giving, you know, this time of year dates even further back, gentlemen. I'm not sure if you know, but it really started with the pagans in Europe and in the Middle East. They used to give gifts for a pre-winter festival. It was called Saturnalia.
See? That's why I love this section. I never heard of this before.
Yeah, so it was this raucous Roman festival. It was in honor of Saturn, which was the god of agriculture.
Those and Romans can raucous.
They sure know how to potay.
Exactly. So,
and it began on December 17th. So this was actually a week-long holiday for them. And it was very cold. It was in the dead of winter. But they knew how to find some fun, you know? So,
nice.
You know, they would definitely drink to excess. That always helps numb the cold. But they also used to give very, you know, very simple, meaningful gifts like pottery figurines, edible treats, you know, like fruits and nuts and festival candles. The revelers greeted each other with a joyful Lo Saturnalia, the ancient Rome equivalent to Merry Christmas. You know, it's just simpler time, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Lo Saturnalia. I got to hit somebody with that today and just give them blank face after I'm like, ah, you don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, listen to our show.
You don't know. So simple gifts. I get it. I get it. And with today's shows, we're talking about being able to, as Sean always says, keep your money in your pocket because your money is your money. But we're jumping out there and saying people have to adapt a strategy. First thing in this strategy, you got to get your team right. You got to get a team together because you know you. If you're out there and you're trying to buy out every building, jump on every sale, you're going to go broke. So we're saying get a team, get a confidant. If you're married, have it be your wife. If it's your wife, have it be the husband. If you're single, get a friend. But start out by getting someone you can talk to, set up a strategy of how much you're going to spend, what you're going to spend, so you don't go overboard. Sean, do you agree?
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to start off, you know, not everybody on your team deserves a contract. You understand what I'm saying? You know where I'm going with this? Yeah, your team deserves a contract, meaning that you may have a long list of people. Not everybody gets a gift. You know, I love you guys on Two Black Guys with Good Credit, but guess what? Y'all ain't getting a gift this year. You follow what I'm saying? So you got to start getting rid of people that you think need a gift because they don't. Send them a card. But the first thing I want to talk about, let's talk about the people on your list that you got to, you don't really want to, but you got to. And I think for most people, let's start off with the in-laws, okay? You got to buy for the in-laws, you know? You got to make good face. You got to buy. But, you know, buy a compact gift, something that they can buy, that they can enjoy together. And one of the things that I like to do to get over on big daddy-in-law, mom-in-law, is that you can buy them a gift to a show. But go a little step further. Buy them a gift to a show that's in high demand, that people want to get into. You may think, what is Sean talking? He's crazy. That means I got to spend a lot of money. Aha, you don't. This is how you do it, dog. You buy 4 tickets. Okay, 4. You got that? 1 for them, 2 for them. And the other 2 tickets, you put them on StubHub or Ticketmaster.com, and you try to sell those bad boys for double what you paid for them. And guess what happens? 9 out of 10 times, you will succeed. So guess how much you paid for all father-in-law and mother-in-law to go to the big show that nobody else could get tickets for, just you. 0. Zilch. It just takes for a little planning ahead of time. And worst case scenario, you can always sell those tickets back at face value and recap that money. But I have never had to do that to date. And I buy U.S. Open tickets. I've bought Broadway shows. But you have to get the ones that are high demand. Don't buy tickets to, like, the opening of, you know, of Arlington play by 101. You know, I mean, those are not going to sell. But you get tickets to, like, Sean, the opening of Sean, Two Black Guys, Good, you know, those kind of demanding tickets, and you'll be all right.
You know I'm going to be in Hamilton next week, right? You know that.
I'm doing Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm gonna say, Sean, I am impressed. But Arlington, now you know where he got those Kanye tickets for you last year.
Exactly.
But I just want to throw in there, you know, going back to what you were saying, Arlington, about having a accountability buddy, having a budget. I just so you know, Americans last year on average spent about $882, according to American Research Group.
Yes.
And the National Federation, Retail Federation, did a survey. And it was conducted by Prosper Insights and Analytics. They found 40% of consumers spent at least $50 more than they originally planned to spend in 2015. They're saying 1 in 8 shoppers actually went over by $200.
Jeez.
So you gotta have a
game plan, right? You
gotta have a plan, gotta have a team.
You get your teammate who's gonna act as your accountability buddy. That's it. You get your accountability buddy. That's what we're branding them. And they're going to act as your
you heard it here first, people.
Support coach to help see you through the season. And like Sean said, you know, not everybody gets a contract, but you don't know that if you don't write them down. So you got to write down your playlist. These are the people that are getting in your game. Then you stick to that game plan by planning to spend, i.e. choose an amount of money that you want to spend this holiday season. It's not you just keep going till everybody's covered. You got a plan to spend or you're planning to fail. Sean?
I agree. Can I give another tip? Do you mind? I got a lot of tips here.
keep them coming.
Sean on the TIP.
Okay, here's another one for you guys out there. Do you have a cell phone bill? Do you have a cable bill? Do you have credit cards with them? Well, guess what? Those cards, like I've said before in shows, they earn points. They earn value. They're value for you. You understand what I'm saying? They are valuable for you. With my cell phone bill alone, I have about 50,000 points that I use every year towards buying gifts. You know, just my cell phone bill alone got my son a PS4 PlayStation game that he was so happy for. He didn't know Big Daddy and paid nothing for it. So what I'm saying, once again.
Well, there goes the surprise.
Look at your utility bills. Look at all those bills that you put. A lot of them have reward plans that you don't know about that hopefully you've already signed up for that you can use towards gifts. Don't let them wait for some glorious day for them to get to like 50,000 points so you're going to exercise them. Exercise them continuously.
All right. So to take a page out of Sean's book, I'm going to throw a little TIP out there. Sean, I know you're a big Amazon user. Did you know that Amazon has discounts that are hidden in the site?
I had no clue, dude. Like, I'm very impressed by your research. You got to let me know more about that because I definitely had no clue. So I can get a discount from Amazon?
Yes. If you go online at Amazon.com and you can search the site, they have an area called the Amazon Discount Finder Tool. And it hunts the sites for savings and bargains. You can save up to 80% on certain items. So you don't just go on click and buy. You go on click and ask for the discounts. That's right. That's my tip. Nice.
Can I trump that? Can I tell you another secret, Arlington?
What do you got?
I was in line in Staples. Minding my own business, Arlington. Minding my own business, you know? I got to the front of the line. I gave my GQ smile to the lady. You know, pleasantries goes a long way, people. Pleasantries goes a long GQ way. GQ smile? I gave her my $1 million smile, bling, you know? And she said, you know that there's a price matching system here at Staples? And I'm like, what is that? I know people heard about that price match. She said, go on your phone, put in this code for this item that you want to buy. And it was a printer ink, which was $110. And if you find it anywhere, inclusive of Amazon, where it's cheaper, we'll match that price. And I said, just like that? She said, just like that. I said, you sure, player? She said, yeah, just like that. So I put in that old daddy code of mine, and that thing came up for, I found it on Amazon for $73. She went to her manager and went on the air, price match, price match, price match, cash register number 3. They came back, she did some adjustments, and I went from $110 to $73. Do you believe that?
I believe it. It's true. And don't forget the good old Retail Me Not app. It happened to me in line. So my friends and I, we actually ventured out this year into the Black Friday madness. We just wanted to browse, you know, just get into the spirit of Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. And then we stumbled onto Bath and Body Works.
Was that you fighting in Bath and Beyond?
It might have been because they actually had, you had $5 candle sale. Don't the limited holiday scents, that one? Well, it was insane, right? So we're in there, we grab a bag, we're throwing the candles in our bag, and I couldn't believe it. The manager of the store came up to us and said, and don't forget, pull up your Retail Me Not app. We have an extra 25% off on the already slashed prices. So people, don't forget, we give you these resources for a reason. Keep your money in your pocket.
Dion, you are so right. And I would venture to say that if you go into any store and see any product and are able to find it on the web at a lower price and you stick it in the face of the sales associate or the store owner, they will match the price rather than see you walk out the door and go buy that price somewhere else.
That's so, right.
You know, price matching, the World Wide Web can be your friend.
And, you know, I have another one. And this is when I don't get people. There's people that you know, you outright know, that you are not seeing their butt till after Christmas. And I don't understand, why would you buy their gift before Christmas? If you know, like, I'm not going to get to this person till after Christmas to give them their gift, or they're not going to get it, buy the gift after Christmas. They don't know the difference, okay? Get that Boxing Day. Well, you don't have it in America, but get that December 26th sale. Catch a
day
sale.
Day after Christmas sale.
And get them that stuff. I have nieces and nephews who I have conditioned and trained to know that Uncle Sean does not give us our gift till after the 26th. And I make it a special event. I like, you know, hey, the best is for the last, kids. Wow. Think about it. After Christmas, you still have gifts to open up. And they bought into it. And they get their gift.
Love it.
December 26th. They get to wake up in the morning again, early in the morning. I said, let's rehearse this. Let's do this all over again. They wake up on December 26th, and they open Uncle Sean's gifts, and they think those gifts are the special gifts, but they're the sales gifts. You understand?
My last one, people, is listen. We spend a ton of money on this ridiculous wrapping paper with the pretty snowmen and the bows and the gold ribbon, and no one needs that. Get rid of it. Save the money. Keep it in your pocket. Wrap the gift in some newspaper. It's just as good. They're going to tear it off and dash it out. Get some cardboard paper. It's cheaper. It's hardier. It doesn't rip as fast. And it keeps the money in your pocket. At the end of the day, we want the gift, not the rapping.
And in 2016, you really have an excuse. You can just say, I'm eco-friendly. I'm trying to save the environment.
Like, that would be eco-friendly.
Right.
You couldn't say that thing in my days. You can say that in your days now. I'm just trying to be eco-friendly. Everybody will get it.
Eco. Echo is like, hello.
You get my point. I got one more thing before I go, okay? I don't understand why there's long lineups in the post office and even at my shipping place where people are shipping gifts off to family members within the United States or Canada. It makes no sense to me. Listen, get to Amazon, order your gift, pay for it on your credit card, and redirect the shipping to the person that you're sending the gift to. I do it all the time for my godchildren. Billing address, shipping address. Take advantage of it. And even in the shipping, you can also even select have it wrapped. So if you really want to even spend, you can get the gift wrapped and sent directly by Amazon. Let Amazon cover your shipping costs, not you. That's it.
There you have it. Sean Linda is hands down the Uncle Scrooge McDuck of Christmas.
But they love the Uncle Sean. Ask him, call him.
Well, you know, Scrooge McDuck was standing on the pile of gold coins at the end. So
Let's get to the real Scrooge. I'm sure Dion has at least one more Scrooge thing that she does. Come on, Dion. I know you have one.
Me, Scrooge?
Oh, come on. I remember. Don't you have gift bags which you organize in a special way that you have in your closet from year after year? Come on. Don't be shy. Tell the story.
All right, then. I will admit I have my little stash of reusable gift bags. I kid you not.
From 1996 and counting.
And I'm going to give you one last little tip. Hut, hut, hut. Don't write the name on the gift bag. Hut, hut, hut.
No name makes it reusable. Is that the point?
But then how do people know where the gifts come? What do you do then?
You put the card, you get the card box for $10 for a dollar, and you put the card in the bag.
See, that
come on.
Arlington, do you hear the birds in the
get
background?
Get on Team Dion.
You hear the birds? You hear the birds in the background? You hear them, Arlington?
I hear it.
What noise are they making?
Team Dion, right here. Thank you.
There you go. Strategy one, first quarter over. Matt, take us away.
Thank you, Arlington. And here's another tip for everyone listening. If you're Christmas shopping for that special someone and you want to impress, you need to be shopping at Canvas Malibu. Canvas Malibu is a boutique and contemporary art gallery located in Malibu, California. At Canvas Malibu, it starts with art, and their curated offering of shoes, apparel, accessories, and art are a definite must-see. Canvas Malibu is located in the Malibu Country Mart or online at canvasmalibu.com.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We are talking about the gifts that keep on giving. We're giving you our strategies. We're putting you on Team Two Black Guys with Good Credit. So far you've got your coach who's going to make sure you don't spend too much. You're going to remember that your money is your money. You're going to remember that people don't need all that wrapping paper, that there are discounts out there. You need to whip out your credit, your cell phone, your smartphone, and make it work for you to keep your smart money in your pocket. Sean, what you got?
Well, Arlington, you know what? It's time for me to get out of Arlington mode / El Cheapo mode and get into, you know, about savings.
Weren't you the guy that was buying tickets? You bought two tickets, sold four, covered the spread, some story like that.
We need to go back and rehash, my dude. I am just talking now about what we're trying to teach our people out there, which is financial literacy and really teaching them how to grow and you know, grow themselves and create generational wealth. That's what I'm trying to do. Can a brother do that?
Listen, you have a whole generation thinking Christmas is the 26th of December.
Why do you gotta put me out there on blast? I really do. Okay, let's get into this. Okay, I am a huge fan of education, and not only education, but saving towards your education. You know, my sister has four kids, and I really witnessed her kids, like, as teenagers and going into her second son becoming going into college next year, and how much he has his university savings put away for him by the simple savings plans coming out of her paycheck. So I think what we should talk about as gifts is creating some of these gifts for kids where they can have money put away for them for future use as far as education.
No, I'm totally with you. And you're right. Your sister's killing the game. And in America here, we have Section 529, which is a plan it's a tax advantage investment plan that's issued by the state and individual educational institutions that allow families to save for college. It's a great plan that's under the tax code. and it's in all 50 states here offer these. But really what we're saying is that there are opportunities out there for you to start investing for your kids' college now. Make it a Christmas gift when they're 5 years old. Get in the game early. The money builds. You put it under your name. You transition it to them. It's a great way to get things going.
Absolutely. I mean, I love the title of this show, The Gifts That Keep on Giving, right? Just to explain, I'm just going to backtrack. There are two types of 529 plans. There's the 529 savings plan and then the prepaid plans. Right. So I went to Investopedia and they defined the savings plan. So basically, it's just like your 401k or IRA, you know, so you're making contributions. They are invested in either mutual funds or other investments. As you mentioned, they're state sponsored. But the great thing here, they're managed by, you know, a team, a firm, just like your 401k.
Right.
And there's great tax benefits. Right. The other prepaid plan is basically where you pay into it every month. So you're able to lock in a tuition rate now, right? So that's the advantage here. And you'll pay into that. And, you know, depending whatever, you know, college they decide to go to, it would apply to that college or university. There are tax breaks here. I will say most financial advisors, you know, they actually advise the savings plan, but of course, you know, definitely check with your professional.
No, I think that is a really great thing. And also keep in mind that you can open up multiple ones. You don't have to just have one.
Right.
You can open up one in every single state. And when time comes through, you just cash it out and consolidate the funds.
There you have it.
I mean, like I said, I can't stress it again. If anything, you listen to these education savings plans are really good and very important for your children or loved ones. You know, but another good thing as well is, you know, buying stocks and bonds for kids at an early age, get them into that mindset, you know, and not just buying the stocks or bonds for them, putting their name, but actually telling them what it is, have them follow it themselves and see and watch it grow. You know, my grandmother, when my sister and I were born, she bought us bonds, but unfortunately, she was probably, you know, convinced to buy these tools that she really knew little about, nor did I know anything about. So because we didn't have the education on them, we had these bonds, but we cashed them in. I cashed them in high school, and I'm so embarrassed to say what I cashed them in for. You know, I don't even know if I want to share what I cashed
them
in.
Oh, come on.
Be real. Keep it real.
Oh, come on. Just tell us.
And you're not gonna look at me as the investor savvy guy you think I am, you know, as I tell you what I cashed these in for. And my grandmother allowed me to because she really didn't know much about it, you know.
What'd you cash it in for?
What'd
you get? Some Jordans?
For,
you got some
no,
Jordans?
Dude, I lived in Canada.
Sweatsuit?
So we weren't about Jordans.
Fila sweatsuit?
For some hockey equipment, man. Some wings, some hockey sticks and skates, man. That's what I cashed them in for.
Wow. Yeah, wow. So, well, you know what? If you didn't do it, you probably wouldn't be the person you are today.
If it took me to the NHL, then I would be laughing at it. So, you know, the story would be my grandmother bought me bonds. I bought my skates. Now I'm an NHL hockey player. But unfortunately, that's not the story.
Well, moving right along from that sad story. There are websites out there that can help you buy bonds and stocks. And they actually supply you with a framed certificate that you can give
that
to the person. There is giveashare.com, uniquestockgift.com. And I think these are, you know, places to check out because we talk about it all the time. All these things are better the earlier you start. You give someone a stock, give a kid one share of Apple, split one share of Apple amongst five kids. By the time they're 18, the value of that gift will truly be a gift that keeps on giving, and maybe they'll help you out in your old age and kick a little back to you. Just a thought.
That's the kicker right there. But just again, the gifts that keep on giving, what about charity? You know, putting
totally
it in your child's name, you know, show your kids it's also important to give, right? And then you get the tax write-up, don't forget. But think about how you're helping people.
A little side note, this is a financial literacy program.
And just so you know, we're a nonprofit registered 501k charity. You can give to us and it can be a write-off. Just hint, hint.
That's financiallyclean.com. If you go to charity rating site charitynavigator.com, they shared some very compelling stats. So in previous years, you know, the majority of the giving really does come from individuals. Last year alone, we gave $264.5 $5 billion, and 71% of that represented individuals.
Yeah, there are some great charities. I went online, I did a search of the top charities that do the most work and where the majority of the money ends up in the field. And I mean, there's a lot of things that you don't even think about. You can give to food banks. There are food banks all across this country that need your support. There are obviously international medical charities that need help as well. There's MAP, which provides medicine, prevents disease, promotes health in poor countries around the world. There's IMC that my wife is a part of, International Medical Corps, that, again, they put doctors in the fields. They're the first ones in and the last ones out. But a lot of these charities, they give up to 97% of the money goes into the field. Actually, I stand corrected. It's 99% goes into the field. So Leon's right. You know, charity is a great gift to give a kid because it does open their eyes to things. And, you know, if you don't want to donate, you can always get out there and go to a food drive. Help the homeless, serve dinner, you know, bring food. Right. These are things that will be lasting in your kids' minds.
And don't forget, we have the internet at our fingertips. And you know these kids are savvy online. So go and find a charity with them, you know, that speaks to you and your family. I mean, there was a great article, New York Post, crowdfunding for Christmas is huge. There's sites like Indiegogo, giveforward.com, gofundme.com. It's a great way to give. That's meaningful. All I'm saying to you is, don't be like, you know, Jenna Swan, who was trying to get, you know, $50,000 for her Viking stove. That's not the kind of, you know, charity you want to support. And they do exist. Do your homework, you know, but there's some really worthy causes out there.
And the last point I want to make, if you choose to wrap it up, meaning wrapping up a gift, Arlington, if you choose to wrap it up, there are great gifts you can buy out there that are really educational.
Sean, I caught the pun. Very, very clever.
I'm still speechless.
He was waiting for your...
Okay, if you want to wrap it up, you can go, and one of the greatest gifts you can buy for a child, I think, to get them to start off their financial savviness is a game that's been around that I'm sure we've all played, is Monopoly. Every child should play Monopoly. And you as a parent, an adult, should play Monopoly, even with adults. And think of it strategically. As you go through and buy Pennsylvania Avenue, which I always get, and Park Place and those expensive ones, and I get all the railroads and everything like that. You know, you explain to them the whole real estate game. And
strategy. All the railroads, Sean? All the railroads?
All the railroads. So you need to explain to them and even make a child a banker so he can be giving out the money and so forth. So Monopoly is a great game that you should be buying. And I found a bunch of other great financial games out there as well that are on Amazon. And one of them is Day Trader, Strike It Rich. I mean, it teaches them about trading, buying and selling stocks, you know, and it's suitable for all ages. It got a 5-star review. Another one is Cash Flow for Kids, Money Management. We all need that. And the earlier you teach these kids, the better you are. And then there's a construction game, which I really liked. It was really telling them how to about building and allocating resources for it. And then a great one, which is very popular, some of you may have heard about, is Farming Game, you know. And then the last one, if you want to just save your pennies till next Christmas, you could buy the Two Black Guys Good Credit game that we'll come out with next year, or the Financially Clean Literacy book that we might come out with next year.
Well, alrighty then. Well, let me just add. No, I like that. I think that's good.
You didn't like that? You didn't like
the pitch I gave at the end? I'm looking forward to the board game. I'm looking forward to the board game, and I think you're the only man that made a sexual innuendo in a Christmas show. But I wanted to tell the people one last thing.
Wrap it up.
This is going back to the stock thing real quick.
You know what? Wait a second. That one went over my head. Oh, my gosh.
I was so surprised that you got it.
Did you just get this, Dion?
No. My pure mind did not get it.
All right. So well, let's not give it too much airtime. But I just wanted to tell people that one thing you could consider is that some of the stocks that you may want to buy for your children, you can buy directly from the companies. If your kid's into Jordans, buy him Nike stock. If your kid loves to play video games, get him some Mattel Hellstock. So it's things that relate to who they are and what they're interested in, and they will actively follow because they're making money. All right, so two black guys, you've gotten your strategies. We've given you some great tips in this section. Keep it locked because we'll be right back.
KnickKnackDirect.com is a fast, easy way to shop online. To buy an item from any U.S. website, just go to KnickKnackDirect.com. That's KnickKnackDirect.com. Choose your method of payment and we'll ship, handle duties, and deliver your item straight to your door. I'm Sean of KnickKnackDirect.com, and you have my word.
At Shea Essence, they take great care in handcrafting their line of skincare, offering smooth textures and delicate natural aromas. They invite you to try their assortment of products for kids and adults and discover the difference Shea Essence can make in your life. Start shopping now at www.sheaessence.ca. Your skin is craving something good.
All right, fellas, it's my favorite part of the show. Speed round time.
Yeah, bring it. Every time he sings that song and I KO him. Let's go.
Everybody in their corners, please. All right, question number one. You've been dating a girl less than 2 months. Do you buy her a gift, Sean?
I say no. As my brother would say, it's a good way to bend a tree. Test the relationship. Oh, see what you got. Geez. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you're single, right?
Nope. It's a good way to test a relationship. That's all I'm saying. Not in 60 days, not in 30 days, and 90 days, you're getting borderline, maybe.
Oh, okay. Arlington, you're up.
Less than 60 days. Well, first of all, I'm married. I've been out the game a long time. But if I put my single hat back on for a minute, get into my old game. Got it.
We got 30 seconds.
60. Okay. So we've been dating like 60 days. 60 days. She's getting, I will get her a gift, but it's going to be office staff pricing.
Okay.
All right. The Amazon $25 gift certificate, yeah, right?
She's getting office colleague prices. It's nothing expensive. Wow. It's going to be sentimental with a nice card.
Okay. Sentimental's always goes a long way.
Exactly.
Number two. Do you re-gift the chenille printed sweater Granny got you for Christmas, Arlington?
Of course, I gave it to Sean 2 years ago.
And I gave it right back to Jackie.
So that's a yes for both of you. Number three.
Wait, no. I need to say my part here. I just want to piggyback off my first answer. I would say for those compelled to want to give a girl a gift in the first 60 days, give her the recycled gift from an ex-girlfriend, but just make sure you don't re-gift in same social circles. Or don't let her put it on Facebook, or don't let her put it on Instagram. Make sure of that. You can re-gift.
Do you think that's a little bit of a hint? Here's your gift. Do not put it on any of your social media channels.
Just say it's a special gift shared. Just say it's a special gift shared amongst you and I. Just for you and I.
Number three. This is a speed round, people. Your buddy from college has 6 kids and you're going over for dinner. Remember, he's your buddy, right?
How close?
He's feeding you. How many gifts are you bringing? Sean.
The only gift I give is a present. My presence at the event. I would be there.
Wow.
That's the best gift.
No. Wow. And your belly. Okay. No.
I'm just joking. You just buy one gift for all the kids and you mark your name on and call it a day. You can't buy 6. Come on. I don't even know. You can't even remember all 6 names. Buy one gift and call it, you know.
What do you give them? A ball?
What you do. Something that we all enjoy. Get a cheesecake. Bring it to the party. Bring it to the event.
All right.
Arlington, you're up.
That guy is Scrooge McDuck, I tell you. Okay, 6 kids. I'm bringing 2 gifts. I'm bringing probably a bottle of wine for the family, something nice. I'm not blowing out the budget. That's going to be like a 20 and under, 25 and under. And then I will take Sean's cue from the previous sections, utilize my strategy, buy a board game, something that everybody can enjoy. Pow! How you like me?
Ta-da! Number four, guys. This is it. The tie break, huh? It's your turn to host Christmas this year.
Oh, Lord.
You have a fairly large family. Boston Market has two turkey meal for $1.19 that feeds 14. Are you taking the deal, Arlington?
Dion, these questions are becoming more and more creative as this goes along. This is turning into Black Jeopardy.
Please answer your question in the form of a question.
Well, then I guess you should ask the next question. Does it come with cornbread?
It does. And stuffing in the cranberry. I'm not kidding you. Do you take the deal?
Two turkeys from Boston Market for $1.19. Hmm.
And you get all the you get the mashed potatoes, you get the stuffing and the cranberry.
Sean, it comes with all of it. Arlington, you're up.
It's a full dinner. This is what we're saying. It's a full dinner.
Full dinner, trimmings and all.
This one's tough. Okay, I'm gonna have to say no.
Oh, Arlington, you're my boy.
I'm not going to take the turkey deal because, you know, sometimes they just don't season the meat right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy two turkeys, turn it into a potluck. Everybody brings something. I think I'll come out ahead on the cash and I'll come out better on the seasoned food.
You don't want the people complaining.
Exactly.
Sean.
Who seasoned this turkey? It dry. And it's fresh.
You're
turkey
up.
Fresh.
I'm up. Well, brother, you gotta be like we just talked about. It's hut game plan on, dog. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna make my party start around 3 o'clock. You got it? I'm gonna sneak to Boston Market around 12 o'clock. You got it? You follow what I'm saying? I'm gonna get that bad boy turkey. I'm gonna get two turkey trees. I'm gonna put that bad boy in the oven on zero for now. And as people get there, I'm gonna put on 100. I'm gonna stuff some Caribbean seasoning all in it, all up in it. You understand? All
right, coach.
I'm going to re-season it up. Then I'm going to display it out on the table. Everything comes in. All Boston Market marketing material bags are already tossed out in the garbage, cannot be seen. And I'm going to let my people enjoy that Christmas meal, and the word Boston Market will never come up. But, yes, I'm going to get that special and chill the rest of the day.
Yo, Virgin, your turkey fresh.
And that's it for my speed round, people. I have to say, for creativity and just downright frugality, Sean, you win this round.
I am filing an official protest with the league.
Hey, grandma's seasoning works on it. Granny seasoning works on everything. It can bring life to anything, dog. Granny seasoning works on anything. You just put some granny seasoning in there, and I went from Boston Market to Barbados just like that.
All right, people. Two black guys with good credit. This was our holiday show. We told you we were going to do it differently. We told you, just sit tight. Roll with us. We have some stuff for you. You got good tips. We set out a strategy. We told you to get a game plan. We told you how to make that game plan. Get yourself a good coach to keep you on track. We told you some gifts that truly keep on giving. Stocks, bonds, board game, charitable works, charitable givings. Come on, man. We brought it all. You got the turkey, the stuffing, the cornbread. Everything in this week's show. So I'm Arlington, one half of two black guys with good credit living on the left coast, and I'm out.
And I'm Sean, chilling out, keeping my money where it belongs in my pocket, having my game plan on, everybody smiling, Christmas tree packed, and I'm flying out on my sled. Ho, ho, ho. See you later.
And I'm Dion, the lady with the facts. Remember, Team Dion.
Ho, ho, ho. See ya.